Blog Talk Radio.
It's a mess in the morning when you open your eyes. The way you never goes by when you say that you'll be ready and fine. The little devil on the side of his frown when you're laughing at a movie that you've seen about a thousand times. You know, girl, that I can lie.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Passions Podcast. I'm your host, Deborah Vidala, broadcasting live from Lake Worth Beach, Florida. It's Monday, January 31st, 2022. The talk show is streaming live on Blog Talk Radio. This is a special day. The first guest on Passions. I promise not to disappoint. Bishop Petros is my fellow radio host and my friend. I wanted a powerful message to reach far and wide. The topic of discussion is faith. There is a great definition of conviction regarding faith, the belief of blessings that will endure many prayers. Sometimes we do not see a way, but we walk by faith and believe. I'm in studio right now. I'm going to connect Bishop Petros, welcome to Passions Podcast.
Hello, am I on?
You're on.
Hi, Deborah.
Welcome to the show. Bishop Petros is calling in from West Palm Beach area. He's also known as Dr. Al Mayans, radio host of Oh Gladsome Light, featured on W4CY and iHeart Mondays at 11 a.m., I'm so glad that you're here with me today on the air. Welcome.
Well, thank you so much, Deborah, for the cordial invite to talk about a very important subject called faith. So
you
we're
have
going to
taught
go back
me
and
many
forth,
things.
Right?
Huh? Yes, you've taught me many things about faith.
And you teach me too, Deborah, of your mission, your outreach, doing the gospel of Jesus Christ, feeding the homeless, clothing the naked. You do what you're supposed to be doing.
You, sir, I appreciate that. And it's all a team effort. You and your lovely wife, Bea, you give. The mission is 365 days a year. I take donations and we go out. And whoever is in need that comes in my path or vice versa, they will get served. And partly of that is you giving and other people giving. And so it is my duty to go out and serve.
Yeah, you are doing what we all should be doing, you know, following the commands of the gospel of the Lord.
Dr. Al, I was, you know, doing some research and, you know, faith is, you know, faith is a largely defined word by many things, so that's why I wanted to have you on the show. Give a little bit of your background, because I've seen you do service. You're from the Orthodox background, and if you could just share a little bit about yourself with the listeners.
Well, it all started with, you know, the Lord leading me in to do a broadcast on W4CY, and asking the Lord to name the show, and he did, calling it Oh Gladsome Light. And people say, well, why would that use that title? And in the Orthodox Church, during Vespers, which is the night before Sunday, about halfway through the Vesper service, we sing the hymn Oh Gladsome Light. And so that's how that came to be in my radio show title. Which and after I do a live show on Mondays 11 o'clock on W4CY, and then it goes to iHeartRadio, and then also I do video, and I load video to YouTube under Al Mayans so people around the world can view actual videos, because sometimes the show content is narrated great, but pictures help a lot. And so that's why I decided to go with a YouTube format also. So I try and get on different platforms like Pandora, W4CY, iHeartRadio, and then my own website, or I should say YouTube channel, El Manzo.
So the radio show is great. Obviously, I've been in studio with you in Wellington, and what a great honor to listen to you. Number one, read the Word of God, and then you break it down for some of us that don't understand all of it. And there's a true message when you're talking about something. It's better to listen because you really have something to say, and it's meaningful.
It's like St. Stephen, our first martyr in the church, when he went before the council, you know, and they drug him before the council, and he started to let them have it about who Jesus was and about the resurrection. And, you know, before Stephen went before the council, the Holy Spirit gave him a word saying, don't even worry about what you're going to say, because I, the Holy Spirit, will give you utterance. Well, he depended on the Holy Spirit, and they couldn't handle it. They tore their robes. They sent him out, and he was stoned to death. But the good thing is he was obedient to the Lord, and because of his obedience, he got to see into heaven that the Lord was standing, not sitting, but standing, receiving the first martyr into heaven.
Dr. Al, there are some things in the Bible about faith, and one of them is that being brought to my attention. We're linked up on Facebook and Twitter for the show right now. And in Hebrews, what does it say about faith in the book of Hebrews?
Well, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says, you know, it's the classic definition of faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. So, you know, faith, it's like if I can tell you about Abraham and Isaac. You know, Abraham had a miracle child. You know, both Abraham and Sarah were beyond childbearing years, and God promised that he would give him an heir to Israel. And so Isaac was a miracle birth because of their old age. And then God comes to Abraham and says, I want you to offer him and sacrifice your only son to me to see. I want to know how much you really love me. So, I mean, today, if you did that, you'd, you know, the police would be called and all that stuff, you know, and then that the parents would be put in jail and the child would be put in custody, you know. But Abraham took Isaac up to the mountain to sacrifice him. But also, Abraham had faith to know that even if he slayed his only son, he believed in the resurrection because God had made a promise that his descendants would be as the sands of the sea through Isaac. So Abraham even believed in the resurrection from the dead way back then when he was taking Isaac up on the mountain to do sacrifice. Even Isaac asked him, the Lord, where's the sacrifice? And Abraham says, God will provide. So I took a leap of faith for Abraham to go up there. And just before, you know, he plunges the knife into his son, the angel stays his hand, and a ram is caught by the horn in the thicket. So they had a substitute sacrifice. Isaac was released, and they sacrificed a ram on that altar to the Lord.
Wow. That's a powerful explanation for sure. Thank you, and thank you for that.
Yeah, I mean, go ahead.
We're also getting another question in about Romans. What does it say about faith in the book of Romans, please?
I don't have Romans in front of me right now, but if you have it, read it. If not, I'm going to press on with
go ahead.
My life experience with faith, that we first must believe that God is. And I've had a lot of people come into my life and say, I won't believe there's a God unless he reveals himself to me. Well, guess what? God revealed himself to us through the person of Jesus Christ, and there is historical evidence that, you know, the Josephus, a Jewish historian, and then all the accounts of the resurrection, the myrrh-bearing women coming to the tomb on that Sunday morning and encountering an angel saying, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is risen." And so the myrrh-bearing women received the good news of the resurrection before the apostles, because the angel said, "Go tell the apostles," and then, you know, the rest is history, as they say. But, you know, people say, "Well, you know, I won't believe unless I see God." Well, you see God in the person of Jesus Christ, and you got to believe. You know, Mark 1:15 says, "Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of God and saying, 'The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel.'" And that word believe requires faith. And in the Orthodox yes. Church, during the Divine Liturgy, we always say our statement of faith. What do we believe? And it's called this statement of faith was hammered out in the year 325 A.D. at the city of Nicaea when the 318 bishops came together because Constantine the Great said, "You all get together and codify what we believe." And they did that. So I encourage anybody who's listening to go and read the Nicene Creed, which we say, you know, "I believe in one God," and goes on. And so you ask an Orthodox Christian, "What do you believe?" Well, read the Creed. That is it. The Creed has everything in it what we believe. And, of course, that's based on faith. The Greek word, pistevo, is from the word pisti, which in Greek means faith. So it's a statement of our faith. I believe in one God. You know, and it goes on about the Lord and the Holy Spirit and all that.
Dr. Al.
Are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me, Dr. Al?
Sure can. I don't know if we're having a delay here or what, but...
Yeah, we might. We're streaming through the internet. I really like what you had to say. I love what you had to say on that, for sure. So let's also talk a little bit, you know, your show. I watch you on YouTube, and I love to see you. Number one, you look beautiful and you're dressed. But the message is always strong, and it's beautiful to watch. Can you share with the listeners what really propelled you? Because we've known each other. We usually just go into studio and do the airtime and stuff like that. Going on YouTube and doing the service from, you know, the private service at your altar, mm-hmm. I mean, is very powerful to watch and experience.
Well, what I do is I record the sermons under my clergy name, A-R-C-H Petros, P-E-T-R-O-S. That's that YouTube channel. I have two YouTube channels. One is O Glass of Light under Dr. Al Manns, but then also the clergy YouTube channel, A-R-C-H Petros, is where I post all the Sunday sermons. And when the liturgy we do the liturgy to a point, and then we stop after the gospel reading, and then that's when the sermon comes forth, and that's why you see me all duded up in vestments. And then after that, we go back into the liturgy. So that's just a 20, 25-minute moment in time during the Divine Liturgy that I bring forth a message. You know, there's a fivefold ministry. You know, there's the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and then the teachers. And I believe my gift is in teaching. And that's why I got that old glass of light, so I can teach the Orthodox faith. And then the clergy page, my Sunday sermons, is to help the faithful grasp what they are to be doing as a Christian.
Listen, it's a great thing what you're doing. You're really going around the world, too. Do you want to talk a little bit about Nebraska and other things that you're doing? Because this is a gift of faith. You sharing the message, you know, with others and other people that, you know, are around the world listening right now, and we will archive this podcast. Continue to share about your mission that you do and as you serve, because you have a very important role.
Well, you know,
you're humble.
No, well, thank you. I'm right there. I don't want any pride coming in. All of us have got to be humble. We have to be humble. The Lord says, I will give grace unto the humble, and I will resist the proud, saith the Lord. And so we always want to be in humility. And the Lord has blessed me with a work in Lincoln, Nebraska. Became the bishop over a community, a chapel. There's some monasteries that I oversee, that monastery in Virginia, monastery in Tennessee, and so forth. And then, of course, the St. Simon, St. Jude Orthodox Church in Lincoln, Nebraska. So I've been in that post for almost a year. I think June is the anniversary, my one-year anniversary.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, I think we all should have, you know, the gift of faith and share it with others. And that's the true blessing right there.
Right, because, you know, it's like when Jesus met Futini, the woman at the well, and he asked her to give me a drink. And he says, why would a Jew ask a Samaritan for a drink when the Jews and the Samaritans didn't get along at that time period? And then Jesus says, I have water that you can drink that you'll never thirst again, and it'll spring up into living waters. It'll gush forth. And that's what we're supposed to do if we have faith. And it says in Scripture, tells us, faith has the size of a mustard seed. And that little mustard seed becomes a gigantic tree. And faith is also a muscle that, you know, the Lord said to his apostles, sometimes he said, oh, you have no faith. And he says, and sometimes he said, oh, you have little faith. And so we shouldn't feel bad if we shrink back without some faith because it happened to the apostles. But we have a loving, a merciful God that he works with us and where we are, and that as we demonstrate our obedience and being faithful to him, just like David, before he became king of Israel, he had to fight a lion and a bear off of his flock, and he got a testimony there from doing those things, and then he came forth, and then the prophet Samuel anointed him as the next king of Israel. And so David, having that in his quiver, you know, the victories in God, even Goliath, that he had faith, but also the faith was bolstered by the action. And so we have to do that. You know, St. James tells us we have to have faith and action. And that's what you do, Deborah. You've got faith and action because you're going out to the highways and the byways, and you're meeting the poor, and you're doing, like I said, the gospel. So the faith and works go together. Because even St. James says, you have faith and show me by your works. Because if you have faith with no works, it's called dead faith. Sorry, I'm going off on these tangents here, kiddo.
No, I love it. Thank you so much. I'm just a little person in this big world. But if I can, you know, help in any way I want to. And a lot of people ask me, are you scared to go out there? And I said, no, and usually I'm not worried about it because I know God has a hand on me. It doesn't mean that it's not, you know, could be dangerous, but we do what we do. And I'm happy to continue to serve. And thank you so much for being with me today. Ladies and gentlemen, I have Dr. Al Mayans calling in from Palm Beach County. He is the radio host of O Gladsome Light Radio Show on W4CY. And you're streaming yours live as well, Mondays at 11 a.m., Al?
Yes, I have a live broadcast, and then it goes archived on iHeart and YouTube later in the week.
Right on. iHeart, and this podcast is going to be streaming at other places as well. So you're on iHeart, and then don't forget the YouTube, which I think
right.
is looking wonderful. And I like to watch you. And that's and when can people tune into that? Give the information.
Tune in live. It has to be 11 o'clock on Monday, but the archive is any time. You can go, when it gets posted on iHeart, you can go anytime and go to the iHeart website and go in and seek out podcast Oh Gladsome Light and then listen to all the shows are archived on Oh Gladsome Light.
Right on. Everybody, I want you to continue to tune in. I'm going to be streaming a show live on Sunday with a gentleman. He's coming on from North Carolina, and we're going to talk about a topic that's going to be very endearing, and we're just going to keep a smile on everybody's faces. That's what I'm here to do through the airwaves is enlighten everybody, and let's continue to bless each other. Dr. Al, I want to thank you for coming on Passions Podcast with me today.
Well, thank you, Deborah, for inviting me.
Yes, I'm sure we'll do it again. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking about the topic, faith. We have Dr. Mayans here, and he really broke it down. It's very simple, but yet it's not. To continue, you have to walk in faith, and sometimes it's not always easy. But we continue to pray, and we have faith, and that is what gets us through. What do you think, Dr.
Yes.
Al?
Exactly. All I can say to that, Deborah, is amen, sister.
Amen. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I look forward to it next time when we can get together. God bless you. Everybody have a wonderful day, and thank you for tuning in to Passions Podcast.